and welcome to the T3 podcast, the podcast for the people of tomorrow, today, and for the people of today, tomorrow, when tomorrow will be today. Good. Coming up on this week's show, take two tablets and see me next week, when we'll probably have a third from BlackBerry and, ooh, another one from Dell and an iPad 2. How many tablets can we take in 24 hours anyway? Good news if you're on T-Mobile and Vodafone and Orange and O2 and 3. You're all getting Windows Phone 7. Hurrah!
Yay.
Halo Reach, not apparently a first-person shooter featuring S Club 7, but instead the title that's single-handedly saving the Xbox 360. And 750,000 of you have voted. Now it's your chance to be at the only gadget gongs that matter, the T3 Awards. Phew. Taking you through it all, it's the only tech hosts that matter, the lovely Ree Morgan, the gorgeous Luke Peters, and the man with more ooh than Typhoo. It's T3's Mr. Duncan Bell.
Yay.
Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Dan.
Hello. I like the tablets jokes there. That was good.
That was
very slick. Bordering on slick.
I've been working on that all day.
I beat your intro of tomorrow, today, tomorrow.
Yeah, that was a bit laboured.
However, I'm not with you in person, but I'm in spirit, of course.
Yes.
Where are you, Dan?
Turkey.
Turkish prison, like we said last
Not
week.
In a Turkish prison.
Is it a delight?
Hey!
Yes, I've been sailing in Turkey, and we'll be back next week, but thought I'd do this from afar, through the magic of technology.
Have you spent a paltry amount of cash?
That's terrible.
No, nobody gets that one. All right, okay. Poultry. Turkey is a type of poultry, and the word poultry means a small amount.
Anyway, Duncan, I am in Turkey.
Yes.
Sunning myself on the deck of a 40-foot yacht. Well, not on the deck, strictly. I'm below deck, but never mind.
Watting yourself on the deck?
To you. What's that?
Watting yourself on the deck?
Sunning.
Oh, sunning, sorry.
Well, I was, but the moment's gone. Surely your week can't have been as hellish as mine.
Yeah, no, well, no. Mm. I love the spontaneity of this podcast. No, it's been a non-stop bloody hell, basically. A living hell, because I've had to have dealings with Carphone Warehouse. Luckily for the last time ever.
How's this? This never gets you off in a good mood, does it?
Oh, God. Have you ever heard of this before? They managed to botch my account so badly that they had to terminate my account. Like, normally when somebody completely cocks something up, the customer, you know, will be like, well, I'm never using you again. This is the worst service they've ever had. With Carphone Warehouse, they told me that they couldn't continue to sell me anything because they bullied
it up so
much.
Is this because you've been too abusive?
No, I'd been absolutely lovely. And in fact, the guy was really sheepish and he'd sort of done his best. But there's something about, the thing about Carphone Warehouse, and I think I've mentioned this before, is they don't really sell anything. They're just brokers for other people. Yeah. And I've often thought, why am I with O2 through Carphone Warehouse? I hadn't had a problem with it up till this week. There's no reason. I could just have it straight through O2.
It's a very old arrangement.
Yeah.
That goes back to the very beginnings of mobile phones.
They're called Carphone Warehouse. I mean, I guess that's the giveaway. They're a very long-standing company. I guess, I mean, lots of people like them. I'm not exactly knocking Carphone Warehouse per se. Well, I am. But anyway, so a bloody Apple. Firstly, bloody Apple took away my lovely free SIM. So I've still got an iPhone, okay, so fair enough. But I've had this other SIM that I've been paying for every month but not using, so I just wanted to go back to that. But it's the micro SIM situation. So I need a micro SIM, not a full-size SIM. So I was like, I need to change my tariff from whatever the gig it was before to an iPhone Simplicity something or other with like umpteen minutes and a bazooka full of text. And they were like, yeah, fine, we'll send out a new whatever. And then the next day, the SIM arrived, but it wasn't a micro SIM. So I was phoning up all day. And they were like, oh, no, but we've already set up the account and we can't cancel it because of X, Y, and Z. And I was like, oh.
But O2 could have done that straight away.
Yeah. Well, and this was it. Basically, O2 refused to reset the account or something like that. And also, midway through the afternoon, this is a particularly galling bit, midway through the afternoon, I just got bored and took out a pair of scissors and cut it down to a micro SIM. And it worked perfectly. But then the guy from Carphone Warehouse phoned back and said, oh, I'm terribly sorry, we're going to have to let you go, Mr. Bell. this account just isn't working out. So I had to go into O2 the next day.
It's not you, it's us.
Oh, yeah.
The relationship really is different.
Yeah, we're not having sex anymore. You know, that's it really. I went into O2 the next day and it's all sorted now. So this is a rubbish anecdote, but honestly, so much. That was basically 3 days worth of palaver.
What a palaver. That's where you come palaver. From.
Not even to switch my account. It was to just go back to using a number I'd used for years before. And it's like, ugh.
Well, anyway, thank you so much, Duncan. I'm glad you got
that
off your chest. Yeah, but it's been positively sheeting tablets this week. If it isn't a price drop for the Galaxy Tab, it's rumours of an iPad 2, even more rumours of a BlackBerry Blackpad, or is it Surfbook? And to top it all, the announcement of a second Dell tablet. What do you mean, bandwagon? Right, well, let's sort through these then, chaps. Dell CEO Michael Dell says a second tablet running Android is on the way.
Mm. That's a coincidence, isn't it? The guy who runs Dell is called Dell. What are the chances of that? Steve Apple doesn't run Apple. Well, we were a bit split on the last one, weren't we? By which I mean we all hated it, but Chris, who doesn't work here anymore, was a massive fan.
Because it had
phone, you loved it. We even split on whether it was a tablet or not.
Well, because it had phone functionality, and it was just a ridiculous... I mean, Chris is enormous. He's about 6'4", so it didn't actually look too bad when he was holding it to his ear.
Yeah, it was just like a phone for very large people.
Yeah, but anyone else...
Yeah, it brought him down to scale.
Anyone else, it was like holding a dinner tray.
It was like a borrower holding a normal-sized mobile phone.
Yeah. And yet, but then the other way around, if you wanted to think of it as a tablet, it made you feel like a giant if it was meant to be a tablet, because you towered
over it. Well, conversely to Apple, who release no details until they have about 100,000 in some warehouse somewhere and they can release the next day.
Sometimes not even
all that Dell have said on this is that it's 7 inches and it's at prototype stage.
Yeah.
Which is suitably vague.
Well, it always
Dell
works for me.
They always do that, though, don't they? They kind of tease and then they show a prototype and then finally something comes out.
Quite.
So they've got something. I think it'll be Android
seems
as well.
That is
at least one.
But 7 inches, that sounds more like a tablet. I mean, that's how big the Galaxy is, isn't it?
Yeah. And if it hasn't got the phone functionality, then maybe they could slim it down a bit, because the last one it felt just a bit chunky as well.
It had quite a good camera in it as well, though, didn't it? Maybe that was part reason for the chunkiness.
Yeah, we really like the camera on it. That's true.
But I'm looking forward to that one. I mean, the thing is. I mean, Dell, they've started to make products that are almost bordering on sort of sexy now. And, you know, whoever thought a few years ago that we'd ever say that?
No, never been that attractive. Word from the Wall Street Journal is that a RIM-built tablet
is just
days away. They're talking about next week. Could be the Black Pad or possibly the Surfbook.
It all sounds so sordid.
Surely it's got to be RIM Tab.
That's terrible.
Black Pad, I think, is possibly the worst name for a gadget
That's
I've ever
awful.
Heard.
Yeah.
It's just so bad. Yeah. So hopefully it won't be called that. What was the other thing? Surfbook or something?
Surfbook, which they have, I think they registered not so long ago.
Well, that's less terrible than Black
Pad. But the thing is, we thought the iPad was terrible when it first came out, but now everyone seems to have accepted
it's
the
iPad.
It's
passed into the language, yeah.
The last thing I really want to be doing, though, is poking around on a RIM Pad.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Sorry. So yeah, that would be quite interesting. I mean, what would you do? What would they do email wise? Because that's their big thing, right? It's their only thing. Secure email. Mm. You can do that perfectly well on a number of BlackBerry devices. Why would you need a bigger pad to surf the net?
Yeah.
Well, it depends what else they're going to be slotting in there, I guess, and if they can get the interface right. Mm.
Well, they did do a good job on the torch.
Mm. Yeah. How about
that then? Well.
So you're all really excited about that one. Okay,
no, I've just
thought of another name for it.
I don't know what they're going to do with it.
Okay.
They could call it the...
excite
Dan,
you more.
Shut up. I just thought they could call it the Dongleberry.
Did you tell me to shut up so you could get that joke in? Unbelievable. Anyway, Samsung's Galaxy Tab had a UK price drop before it's even released. Mm. From a claimed 799 RRP, which does seem absurd, to 599 over Amazon.
Yeah, but I think that is a case... Well, last time I checked, because I've been following this story with great rapt attention, that seemed to me they were still saying 799 as RRP, but Amazon was selling it at 600.
It did, yeah. Already with a £200 discount.
No, but Amazon do that a lot. They do that a hell of a lot, actually. Mm.
And it's not unlike a lot of manufacturers that we speak to on a daily basis for them to... come out with the price and then change it depending on press attention and reviews.
Yeah,
well, 799 seems well
799
compared
that's
to the iPad.
That's more expensive than the most expensive iPad.
Yeah,
exactly.
It is, yeah. Well, maybe that was maybe because the reaction was a bit like, "What the hell are you thinking of?" They've just quietly been, "Oh, okay, we might discount this a bit." But some companies, seem to care a lot. Well, I mean Apple, basically. They care a lot about their RRP, and they will not do deals with people, and you have to sell it at the RRP, pretty much. Mm-hmm. And a lot of other companies, they don't seem to care. They're just like, this is the price we think it might, you might want to sell it at, but whatever, frankly, you know.
No, because they say whenever they launch it, they say, oh, we can't say a price because it's down more to retailers.
Yeah, so and Samsung.
Yeah, it's always a suggested retail price, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't think they want to lead the, they don't want to set it. At EFA, they don't want to say how much
it costs. If 799 was ridiculous, I mean, is 599, is that any better? I mean, well, it is better, but is it? I think it's shift them at that?
I think it's saleable at that price, yeah.
Yeah, it's more saleable.
I just think they'll shift them on contract rather than paying one amount.
Loads of people do really like Samsung products. Mm. God help them. But, you know, I mean, because we just sit here every week and bang on about Apple and what have you, because we're, you know, sort of... decadent.
Well, I have been flying the flag for the Galaxy of late.
Yeah.
I've got the Galaxy S.
There you go.
All right, so we have a 50-50 split between Galaxy S's and iPhones.
Getting back to things Apple.
Well,
second generation Apple iPad set to launch early next year, we think.
Hmm.
Yeah, we do think. Well, it's bound to, isn't it? I mean...
That would put it on time, right? Complete with FaceTime, which again is a bit of a shoe-in, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, why it wasn't launched the first time with FaceTime. Yeah. You think that Apple might have a little roadmap? You'd think, and they would have stuck that in and launched, you know, iOS 4.1 with the iPad.
Is all from reports from suppliers in Asia who are making, you know, cases, and they have to know things in advance. So it looks like same 9.7-inch screen, but now with a front-facing camera. Yeah. So whether there's going to be much going on besides that is...
I wonder if also, I think the phrase, if it isn't broke, don't fix it, springs to mind. I mean, a lot of people have been blogging, a lot of these so-called bloggers on the so-called blogosphere... I've been saying that they should or are going to release a smaller one, but why would they do that?
No point.
It's called the iPod Touch.
Because they've released an iPod Nano, so it's like the same they did with the iPhone. Everyone photoshopped an iPhone Nano.
Yeah, we did that. Yeah.
But what we did do, I mean, I think the day that the iPad came out, we also ran a feature on the iPad 2, and all it had was a front and back-facing camera.
Which apart from my
ridiculous rear keyboard idea, which Apple doesn't, they haven't phoned me up about that, so I guess they're not that keen on it.
Rear keyboards have been floating around for yonks, and no one's bitten yet. We'll see.
You can say the same about video calling, Dan. You know, I mean, Apple pretended they invented that and are now making out it's really good. So.
This is true.
Keep an eye out for that keyboard, Dan. Let them get one over on you.
Anyway, so much more to dispense with. So let me say, here is the news. Nokia is officially shite. Not that from Duncan Bell, but from the man who was tasked with putting the fins back to the top of the mobile phone tree. The now outgoing exec, Ansi Van Yoki, described its flagship Symbian S as not up to the job of taking on iOS and Android. Don't worry, he doesn't much like Android either, saying phone companies who use it are peeing their pants to stay warm. Nice.
Meanwhile, it looks there's a new storm brewing over at RIM. Berry Review has got its hands on what's said to be the BlackBerry Storm 3, citing a 3.7-inch screen and 8GB of onboard storage. Always a bit hazy after that, but no doubt we'll hear more soon.
Got a PS3? Got a 3D telly? Got your 3D copy of Cloudy with Meatballs? Yes, I think we're in single figures now. Well, you're in luck. Sony's released its long-awaited 3D update for the PS3's Blu-ray player, turning it in a quick update into a 3D disc spinner for absolutely nothing.
But wait, Blu-ray is dead.
Oh.
Yep, so says the Xbox 360's UK chief, Stephen McGill. We offer full HD 1080p Blu-ray quality streaming instantly, he says. No download, no delay. So who needs Blu-ray? Not you, Stephen, not you.
No, he certainly doesn't. He does need users, though, and Stephen and the rest of Microsoft can thank Halo for Reach on that count. Currently the saviour of the Xbox 360, despite a number of copies having disc read errors. It's managed to gross $200 million inside 24 hours of launch and cause Xbox 360 sales in the UK to double over the past week.
And staying with all things Microsoft, the Big M has now completed the network full house by signing up all five main UK networks to Windows Phone 7. Its Zune software has also finally been officially released in the UK with the all-you-can-eat £8.99 a month the Zune Pass for music streaming and Zune Marketplace for buying and renting videos.
Oh, I see. Blockbuster goes bust. Zune is launched.
Well, they're releasing that in conjunction with Windows Phone 7. So Zune will arrive in the UK, but only on a Windows Phone.
Yeah. To take advantage of it, you do need Windows Phone 7. It's quite true.
That's what's the opposite of a slow news week? This week is the opposite of a slow news week. A fast news week?
It's a fast, is it? Yeah.
A speedy news desk.
It's completely full of news. Rammed full with news.
Actually, as I was writing that, I was having to knock stories out.
As you were writing.
Well, I admire your honesty, Dan.
Stories, Duncan. Stories.
What you get up to on your holiday is up to you.
Anyway, time to see what you've been tweeting to @T3DOTCOM. Dunk. Yep.
Well, you've been tweeting your reactions to the rumour of a BlackBerry tablet. Rory, this is my new reading out tweets voice. Rory Thrin, London, tweets, first serious iPad rival, what makes RIM likely to be it, and what's wrong with the Samsung? Oh, yeah, because we said in our tweet, first serious iPad rival, full stop. And he's saying, first serious iPad rival, ? Yeah, what is wrong with the Samsung?
I think we've been discussing.
Or are we correct? Because if it comes out next week, it's actually going to come out before the Galaxy Tab. And therefore we're right and he's wrong.
Yeah, it's on sale.
So in your face.
All a matter of logistics.
On your face, Rory Thrin of London.
Anyway, Rhee, what have you got there?
Stan UK, or Stu Newman, says of Dell's... Pardon?
To his friends.
To his friends. Yeah, right, sorry.
No, they call him Stan UK. I've met them.
Stan_UK.
They're right. All right, underscore.
Anyway, for short, says of Dell's efforts, can the Dell Streak really be classed as a tablet? It only has a 5-inch screen. The Desire HD has a 4.3-inch screen. Is that a tablet too?
No.
Well, no, because it's 0.7 of an inch smaller than a
exactly.
tablet.
Exactly. Yeah. 4.4 inches, yes. Mm. 4.3, no.
And I don't think Dell actually ever called it a tablet.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they're very insistent that we review it as a tablet.
Well, the fact that they're saying they're releasing their second tablet suggests that they thought their first one was indeed a tablet.
You should be a journalist, Dan.
Nokia called the N900 a tablet.
Ready?
Anyway, Luke, you have a third tweet.
Like a computer or something, didn't they? Because Nokia are just like that.
Yeah, I'll take this one. On other tablet-related tweets, Surfer Dibs says, iPad 2 would be awesome with a Retina display. All should have GPS, and 3G should have the ability to be a phone using a headset.
Yeah, dream on, I think, on that one.
Okay. What do you want Retina display?
So they want Surfer Dibs says they want a Retina display, obviously, for the super screen. GPS, they all have GPS inbuilt.
No, the Wi-Fi only ones don't.
Oh, really?
Interestingly, yes. Yeah. In fact, okay. You just said Retina display. Which would be like cataracts or something.
I'm tired. It's late on in the day.
Oh, man, it's been such a long week, honestly.
Yeah, so Retina display would be better.
Yeah. Okay, right.
So basically saying it was a higher res screen.
Yeah, and the 3G phone. I can't see that.
Why would you want... No, you just wouldn't want that.
I can't understand why you wouldn't want a rear keyboard. That's what I can't understand, but...
Keep back me on that one, Dunk. You might get there. Anyway, you've also been tweeting your pleas to be at the T3 Awards, which we'll be coming on to, with #T3Awards. Our dear friend, in fact, Lord Otter of Riverbank. I want to go with a small effigy of Beef Queen dressed as a budgerigar and hang with Duncan Bell as a sort of sidekick, which is nice.
This guy's a real character, isn't he? Yeah, he really wouldn't want to do that because as soon as I get to awards ceremonies, I just drink myself insane.
Yeah, if you listen to Duncan at last year's T3 Awards,
you thought Dan was a waiter.
What Duncan is like on awards night. But this little Lord Otter and Beef Queen have come together through the T3 podcast.
Are they friends?
Well, it's because he mentioned the words Beef Queen, not knowing that there was a listener called Beef Queen, and because we mentioned this, are now friends on Twitter.
So the first T3 podcast wedding could be in the offing.
Between Lord Otter and Beef Queen.
Do you, Lord Otter, take the Beef Queen?
That's pretty great. Who says romance is dead?
There you go. Yeah. Any more pleas to be at the awards?
I've got one from Craigie Tweets. I promise not to bring any lunchboxes, foam hands, or balloons from another gadget mag.
Because I
think that's a given, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's you're not going to get on those grounds.
And if you do hand them out, then
we need more convincing than that, I think.
Yeah.
It's and are we finished with that one? Sorry. I thought I had something funny to say about it, and then I was like, no, I have nothing funny to say about that, so I'll just move straight on to the next thing. Terry Lucy, that's probably two people, I suppose, is it?
No, it is one person.
Oh. Is he like...
It's like Gary Lucy.
Is he both male and female? Like Indian goddess stroke god? Which
don't
one's that?
Offend.
No, or is it a Greek...
Hermaphrodite.
No, I don't mean a hermaphrodite. I mean, like, he's got, like, both a female and a male aspect. Like a Greek god, isn't it?
I don't know. Anyway. I'm pretty certain that's not what he is.
You're so ignorant, Ray. I always assume we're quite big in Greek gods. he says, I want to be at the T3 Awards so I can meet the people at T3 and see if I can get them to come on my podcast.
Well, on the ground,
you have our own podcast. After you just called him a woman.
I didn't call him a woman, I called him a Greek god. And his podcast is called The Bro Show.
Yeah, we'd had a quick listen. It's an hour and a half, though. You've really got to be committed.
Really?
And it really feels like it.
Have you had a listen, Dan?
Boom, boom. Yeah, I had a quick listen.
Well, we could set up a bromance.
It's a bit like this podcast, but with less shouting and knob gags.
Yeah, and three times as long.
And three times as long.
Which is a knob gag.
If you like that, you know, you might like that kind of thing.
Yeah, there we go. Anyway, more on how you can be at the T3 Awards momentarily. But first, Ree, it is over to you. What have you brought for your gadget of the week?
Today's Gadget of the Week is the much talked about, not only on this podcast today, it's the Samsung Galaxy Tab. I had a quick play with it at IFA, but I was getting shoved and pushed around by numerous other people wanting to have a look at it. But this week,
you don't understand for that.
I know. This week, I had my own device to play with, and as much I think I was a bit 7-inch screen. I was a bit like, oh, really? I'm not sure, but actually, I really liked it. I liked the screen is really good. It's really responsive. It was a pre-production model, so I didn't have all the final stuff on there. But I was pleasantly surprised with it.
Did it feel lighter than the iPad? Because that's one thing. When I had a quick hold caress, that it felt a little bit lighter and more manageable.
It was, it felt
is that
like
a good
I
thing?
Could...
Did it feel lighter as in plasticky? Because the one thing I'd say about the Galaxy S is it feels very plasticky compared to the iPhone.
It has got
as
a
nice
plastic,
as it is.
Yeah, it does have a plastic. The one I had a white plastic back. But it didn't feel plasticky.
Yeah.
But if you thought the Galaxy...
Expensive plastic.
Yeah, if you thought the Galaxy S was plasticky, then it's got kind of the same as that. It's got
plastic. So is it just kind of like a kind of bigger Galaxy S?
Yes, essentially, yeah.
Is the screen higher res than the iPad? Do we know? Sorry, I always ask difficult questions involving specifications, but
I'd have to get back.
Details, Duncan. Details.
Get back to me. Okay, we'll pick this up next week.
But
your overall feeling was positive.
Yeah, it was positive. I'm still a bit on the fence about all these tablets. I'm still undecided of whether I would have a use for one.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still not sold on the iPad.
Yeah,
it's a nice thing, but like, why would I want it? And get the Samsung thing, I think that.
In fact, I was playing with in the duty free Dixon's, always my favourite spot in the airport. I was playing with the iPad, and I still couldn't quite think how I really would use it.
That's because you don't have one.
I'll tell you
what,
have a play with the new Nano. Oh my God, it's ridiculous.
We've
gone over this, but it really is.
But on the Galaxy S, I think. I was pleasantly surprised at how responsive it is and how good it looked and how good it felt and how fast it was. But I'm still not sold on...
You're still not sold on the whole concept.
The whole concept. But, you know, if you like tablets and you're toying between to buy an iPad, then I'd say take a look at the Galaxy S. tab.
Okay. Good, good. Thank
but
you.
The
Marie.
Best thing is, it's got a, it looks like a Apple charger, and they look like they've just stuck a Samsung ticker sticker on it. It's the same connector.
Right.
On the tab.
Right. I'm glad we covered that.
That's a scoop.
Nice little detail.
Thank
just
you.
Just telling you. Just telling you.
Okay, votes have closed in the T3 Awards. We're less than 3 weeks away from finding out the winners, no doubt from a B+ or even maybe an A- celebrity. 750,000 of you voted. As for the rest of you, we're very disappointed. anyway, chaps, what happens from here?
So from here, we've already had the we've had the judging day. The reader votes have been counted. We now know who's won. And it's about 2 weeks until we can reveal all on October the 11th.
How many people know the winners?
Ha, well, do you...
I don't.
So Ree doesn't. Duncan does, I do. And there's about two other people in the whole world that know the
so
winners at the
moment. So four of you.
It has
two
to.
Them,
it's such a, it's such, it's such a big
podcast.
It's such a big event, and it's riding so much, and... it's our biggest ever. Do you know the first awards that we ever did was in 2007 in a cigar bar in Soho.
And the Floridita, wasn't it?
Yeah, the total reader votes was 1,500.
Woo!
So in 3 years.
In 3 years, it's grown to... We got 750,000 this year, which
that
is great.
That is awesome.
And so awards night on the 11th of October, shaping up to be a great one. We're just finishing off all our... collateral, all putting together all the invites, inviting the people we want to be there and fending off people that we don't want to be there. and there's an opportunity for podcast listeners to be there. All you have to do is tweet 140 characters or less why you want to be at the awards, and we'll,
as is traditional,
and we'll pick the winning. I believe it's three.
Is this going to be picked at random, or is this on the strength of their reason?
It's completely on the strength of the tweets we receive.
Basically, whoever kisses our ass the most.
Yeah.
In particular, me, Luke, Duncan, Dan.
I've been reading a few. Some of them are good, and some are...
I like gadgets. People keep on saying, I want to come because I like gadgets.
There's going to be more than gadgets there, sunshine.
You might want to try a bit harder than that.
This is a London industry event.
You basically have to
dress smart and look cool.
You have to kind of get out the thesaurus and go to the bit marked, you know, awesome, and just use all of the words there. Just spray them about, and then, you know, there may be a
chance. Well, of course, the other thing is, if you're on the listeners' table at the T3 Awards, if you know from last year, we got around with the podcast there. We were, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So you could actually be on the podcast.
We were out there meeting
the
people.
Can you imagine? Wasn't it a couple of years ago that a reader went up and...
Yeah, no, three readers last year presented an award next to Johnny Vaughan, which is quite interesting. it was good. It's a massive event. It's 500 people will come in this year. Huge event in London. Loads of media attention.
It's an amazing venue as well.
It's a really good prize to win. So
awesome.
get your tweets in.
So you need to tweet. But when are they being picked?
Let you know.
Maybe not my...
At some point between now and when the awards happen.
Tweet now.
We'll give you an update next week.
Tweet now to @T3DOTCOM with #T3Awards. And make your reasons good, because we've got to read through them all. Well, that is about it for this week. Remember, T3.com has all the latest. T3 is on the shelves, and we're on iTunes every Friday. Till next week, then. I'll be back in the country. I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.